everyone. Your designers are here.
I'm Anita with Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne at Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly with My Sofa Home. We've got tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Neutral decor done right.
Oh, and you know, this is my topic.
I think a little bit of all of our topics, right? Right?
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about, you know, some people's idea of decor is to, and it's very on trend right now, is to, it looks to throw everything into a room that's all one color, like white. Mm-hmm. Or I tend to think of it as, it looks like somebody took a painter's grade white paint in a sprayer and painted everything in a room that color.
Oh, I've seen those where it's all the mm-hmm. same exact color.
Very dead.
And it fades in and nothing stands out.
Dead. Exactly. Yeah.
And I mean, neutral's not easy to do. It's kind of like doing natural makeup on your face. It's harder than it looks.
It is much harder than it looks.
And when you get it right, it doesn't look like it was hard.
What would you say the secret is? Because I'm thinking of a particular thing. What would you say?
Well, I'm probably thinking of what you're thinking.
And what are you thinking?
Does it begin with a T?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about that. It's texture. And we're going to be talking about how texture plays a huge role in doing neutral decor right. But let's talk about why would you want to do a room in neutrals? Like my whole house is turning over into a totally neutral house. Why do you want to do that?
I have my theory on this because I've been, as both of you, I've been reading decorating magazines for years and years and years. And there's always been a white house, a neutral house in the magazine. And the designer would come on and say, I'm surrounded by, you know, all these colors and all these patterns. And they would always say, oh, you know, it's just too much for me. I want the calm at home, which is probably true. I mean, I'm not arguing mm-hmm. that, but I know something that they didn't say.
I was going to say, you sound a little skeptical, so go
ahead. I'm telling you, there's another, that's one reason, but I think the real reason is that they didn't want to say is that when you go neutral, your house stays in style a whole lot longer.
Oh, absolutely.
So good when point. You're, because colors come and go, oh, and yes, mm-hmm. some colors, yes, there's always some blue that's in style, but the particular shade does change over time.
Yes.
Of which and one is so, in style. And especially patterns. And so if you can look at a pattern and know that in that you think of a particular time period, or if you look
Chevron.
At a pattern and go,
just
Chevron.
Think of Chevron. Yes.
That's right. Or ECAT. I mean, if you mm-hmm. see something and you think that is so hot right now, mm-hmm. it ain't going to be hot 5 years from now.
That's
so,
right. You know, and so that, when so, you think, go ahead. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that if you really want the most timeless look where you're not having to replace your furniture all the time and your curtains, mm-hmm. go neutral. That's my take.
And here's the thing. If you like so many different styles, it's hard to decide. I would love a bohemian house. But let me tell you, 3 years from now, I would want a totally different house. Yeah. You know, I would like it, love it for a while, like it a little while longer, and then I'd be done with it. Neutrals, like you're saying, they're timeless. So it makes it very economical.
Right. It's an economical choice is really... Well, and, you know, for what we do as a living as bloggers, our houses have to always look current.
Yes.
It's really a lot of work to turn that over if you're constantly having patterns and lots of color in your house.
That's
true. Well, the thing about neutral as well is that you can add in the boheme pillow or mm-hmm. throw.
Right.
And
there you go.
So you can have touches of it. So you have this beautiful foundation with these great textures and a nubbiness and a clean palette, and then you can toss all this fun stuff on, whether it's for a seasonal decor or a dip into a different type of look in pillows or accessories. So I think it's just a great foundation for, you know, a springboard into other more temporary looks.
Mm-hmm. And
so agree.
That one, Dimples and Tangles, when we talked about patterns,
I
showed
adore her
house
adore her
on my blog, and all these, blog. It had all these beautiful patterns and pops of colors in our house. It was just lovely and the opposite of neutral. But you know what I noticed when I looked really closely at the pictures? Her sofa is tan. And it's as neutral as you can get. So she can totally change that look up by changing out those throws and pattern, you know, and pillows and everything. So I thought that was very smart.
It is very smart. Here's another thing. I think a neutral room done right looks very fresh, and it has a very light feel. It is, when it's done right, it's a very, very welcoming room.
Elegant and calming, I would
say. Yes. And when it's done wrong, it's boring.
Stark. And it's stark.
Yes. Like snooze.
So let's get into how we do it right.
Well, I'm going to throw a little color theory at you here.
Do it.
And I'm really quick.
Let me get a pen.
Okay. We're going to, we're going to work with hue, shading, tinting, and toning. And a hue, there's 12 colors on a color wheel, and three of those colors are primary colors. They're red, yellow, and blue. And out of those three colors, they make three secondary colors. And out of those six colors, the primary and the secondary, they make six tertiary colors. So there's 12 of these colors, and those are your hues. Now, when you are working with a neutral room or a neutral home, you are using just such a small slice of that color wheel. You know, you're not using complementary colors, and you're not using any other kind of colors. Very small. You want to stay in a very small, and I think, you know, Anita, you were talking about it, and we were saying it's a limited color palette.
I think that's one of our favorite terms, is limited color palette.
I call it also being tight, a tight color.
Well, this one, and this, you know, you can go as broad as you want, but with neutrals, you're going to stay very tight. But when I add colors, I just kind of go out just a little bit. I don't go too crazy.
I gotcha. Now, so we know the color, the one of the 12 colors you're going to use, that, and then we'll start with the middle one. You're going to either add black, white, or a mix of black and white, which is gray, and it will change the colors immensely.
Well, so that's a good point. Well, I mean, you're talking about changing the color, but also I think a neutral room needs a little black in it.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay. So I'm jumping ahead. Okay.
You can add two
just
of
get
the,
your pen and
the color
quiet.
Hues together, and or just add black, and it'll change the color of any color on the color wheel. But we're talking about that one tight, you know, sort of nondescript color. Adding a darker color like a black to it gives it its shading. Adding a white to it gives it its tinting. And adding a gray, which is a combination of black and white, gives it its toning.
Oh, I love that.
I know. And so here's why this is important. We had a sweet lady. Girls, I don't know if you know her name.
Karen.
Karen. And she sent such a sweet letter to us asking about her sofa.
I have Karen's email.
Oh, you want to read it? Why don't you read that?
I was afraid I was going to misquote her. That's why I hesitated.
The sofa has a slight pattern, and when looking at it from a distance, it looks beige. I have recently discovered that when seeing the couch colors as a whole, I think it leans towards pink, a pink-based beige. I have a deep teal and lighter shades of blue pattern rug, silver tables, and peacock blue pillows on the couch. That all looks great together. However, the wall color is mayonnaise, which is a yellow-based ivory painted before purchasing the couch and before learning about the pink-beige couch. The combination of the beige couch with the pink tinge against the wall is driving me crazy.
Let me just stop you right there. And it should drive you crazy if you want a neutral
room. So you're not crazy, Karen.
No.
It should drive you crazy.
Because what you're doing is you're literally fighting the pinks that you added to that to your neutral color, and the yellows you added to the neutral color of your walls.
Mm. The and battle so of the pink and the yellow.
Like Easter eggy. Oh, in wow. a very subtle way. So go ahead.
Yep, you've got it, babe. So, okay. And then just Karen goes on to say that she learned about the pink aspect of her beige mm-hmm. after doing several Google searches. Karen mm-hmm. is on this, right?
I'm wow, telling she you. Is. Yeah, she's a love researcher. Her. We love
okay, us. I have Listen another like issue. They're not interested in repainting at this point.
Oh, gosh. Well, can ouch. I just say, Karen, with love, we love you. But one or the other has to go.
The wall or color you're gonna is have the problem,
to,
I think.
Yeah, quote, or you're going to have to learn to live with it. But I don't think you'll ever be happy because you've got yellow in that wall.
Well, you'll be happy, Karen, in other aspects yes. of your life. You will go on what? To have this a happy true. Life.
So maybe she can just paint that wall? I mean, maybe. Mm,
I would paint no? the room. Mm-mm.
Well, no, I know the room would be best.
Karen,
but
where do you live, honey?
Compromise.
We're going to come paint your room.
But Karen, what I'm saying is that's not an easy fix because when we're talking about neutrals, you either you have to stay. If you add in a pink or if you add in a yellow or something like that, you've got to make sure that's in everything else. You don't want those colors fighting against each other.
Mm, yeah.
You can add gray, you can add black, you can add white, and you can add undertones of another color, but then you can't use undertones of another of using the same hue with undertones of another like that yellow. It's mm-hmm. so fighting mm-hmm. that beige.
Well, and I think she's aware that there's an issue, but yeah, she's just trying to fix it without a big expense, yeah, and that's hard to do when you're talking about a sofa and a
right,
wall.
But
and
the least expensive fix is just to paint the wall.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm. walls.
Right. Yes, yes. And okay. and you just hate to say that to somebody who says, well, I don't want to do that. But that no. truly is the answer. Yeah. And that'll take care of that.
And sometimes slip you cover. Just have mm-hmm. to say, mm-hmm. I know it. I don't want to do it right now.
It's hard to. Yeah.
And I'll do
yeah.
it, just you know, live with it in a yeah. year or so. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's so, okay, too.
Now, I mean, that was a big color theory lesson, but that'll really help you in nailing down a neutral base color that you like.
Yes, and I now, think that was really educational. I
all right,
that.
So let's say you nail down this beautiful light neutral that you like, and it has a, you know, it has maybe a little bit of, let's say it's going to go towards the warmer side because it can go cooler as well and sort of be a greige, but let's do the greige. That's fun. So it's a combination of a beige and a gray, and so everything that you're going to put in your room, you're not going to put anything like your pink sofa, you don't want to put a tone of that, a hue of that in because it's going to fight with the hue that you have now. So what you want to do is you want to play off that color in all of its shades, tints, or tones. You either want to go add some black, add some white, or add some gray. In not that color specifically, mm-hmm. but when you're thinking of the color, you're going to go lighter, darker, a little warmer, a little cooler, but you're not going to change the hue.
So let's say we're talking about a room with neutrals and you're talking about having white in there. Some mm-hmm. other colors you can add would be some off-white, some cream. You can add oatmeal, some yes. greige, some gray.
Well, but listen to this. Mm-hmm. You'd want to do mm-hmm. your oatmeals, your creams, mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. bones. Those all work so well together. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, and I think white goes with everything. And I used to not mm-hmm. like white with cream, but I
Oh, I of, love it. But if I you're like using a white. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you can kind of mix
or
it
warm
in.
White.
It when you're doing a neutral room, yeah, I think you can add cream and white and mm-hmm. oatmeal and some, you know, other, you know, softer.
It adds layers to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, but you yeah. want to stay, again, even with when you're using whites, there's so many color variations of that.
Yeah, there really correct. Are.
Of the shading and the tinting and the toning right. that'll work beautifully, but you just don't want to go off into another color palette.
Right.
Even though it's neutral.
Yeah.
Right.
There
yeah.
There's neutral good. And then there's really neutral.
Yeah.
And then there's neutral done right, which is what we're talking about.
Yeah. Let's talk about, you were talking about a pop of black, Anita?
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, my mother was a painter and she says mm-hmm. every room needs some black in it. And I think she's right. You need lights and darks.
Your mother was a painter? Mm-hmm. Like, could she
was.
Go paint Karen's house? Or no. She was an artist.
She was an artiste.
I didn't know that.
That's where you get it from.
Ah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But see, I agree with that, or at least some very warm color, like a warm wood tone or something like that.
Yeah,
I think the dark ones go nice. Room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you've been on my blog, you know I'm in love with black and white. I love it. My kitchen's black and white. I've got a black and white zebra rug.
I love a black and white floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do too. Very classic. Very, very classic. So I do agree that your papa, I always think a papa color is black, which is, you know, black's really not a color, but it does, it's like magic. So if you think that your room is too light or just, you know, you can't get it right, maybe it's because I think when you have all light things, it makes a room look like it's floating.
Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah, it's grounded. Yeah, it needs the darker, warmer things to ground.
I highly recommend that you not have everything painted, all the furniture painted white in the room.
Yes.
I think you want some stained pieces in there. You don't want every piece of wood painted.
Correct. Correct.
Or just stained and painted or limed or treated with different treatments on your wood. You don't want it all to be, like you said, just painted.
Did we talk about textures yet? Can we talk
about
those?
Not at all. Yes, okay. We have a lot of time to talk about textures.
Well, I mean, I think rugs and baskets and wood bowls maybe or a stained dresser, nubby homespun linen or chenille pillows. Mm. I mean, all those textures add so much warmth and richness to a room.
Yeah, any room, but particularly a neutral room. A neutral room really depends upon textures to bring it alive.
You need texture upon texture upon texture when you're working with a neutral room. And texture, actually our eyes can feel. And so when we look at something, we can feel it with our eyes. You know, that's
how,
well, you feel it with your brain, but it goes through your eyes. But that's, you know, you feel it with your eyes. So we need things that our eyes can look at and go, oh, that must be like our Mongolian pillows we love so much.
Yummy.
Oh, yes. How soft and fluffy. Or, oh, that beautiful silver candlestick is smooth and hard.
Right.
Or, you know, or, oh, my goodness, that linen drapery has all those nubs in it.
Right.
So one of the things that we're saying is that for the fabrics in the room, do not choose all the same exact fabric type.
No.
Right.
Exactly. You want variations in your fabric type that have different textures, like a linen with a velvet and a burlap. Mm. I mean, those are all very different textures.
Yeah.
The thought of linen and velvet just, it's like melts in your mouth.
Well, it does for me.
Yeah,
me too. It's so wonderful.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And then you want to think about, I think, the floor and the ceiling, too. So the floor, you can, if you have a wood floor.
Are you talking about a popcorn ceiling?
Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness me, I am not. No. But that is textured in a not so good way.
And that was a very popular way 20 or so years ago.
So hard to get rid of that, too.
That's not popular here, but that was popular as doing just that, bringing texture into a room.
Yeah, bad.
We should sue whoever came up with that.
Yeah, stop that nonsense. So on the floor, if you're doing a neutral room, I suggest sisal, a nice sisal or some sort of, you know, and again, like you may have heard the episode about involving our bed. Rug of nails, not good. So feel your sisal-y jute. Maybe stay away from the core, but that lends such a nice texture. And maybe layer it. Put an animal skin, even a faux, on top of it.
Yes,
I have that in
yes.
my living room. Mm-hmm. Love it. And then you might want to think about, particularly if you have a newer build that doesn't have a lot of molding or other woodwork on the walls, you could do something on the ceiling. Plank the ceiling, maybe. That adds texture and paint it white or stain it like a whitewashy color. Mm-hmm. And that lends a lot of texture. We did that in our bedroom, and I just love that. And it's subtle. It's not screaming at you.
Did you do it, or did you have somebody do it? I'm looking for a great tutorial on how to do something on a ceiling.
Oh, okay. No, I had my great drywaller
Cindy
doing it.
Edith and Evelyn.
She did a
ceiling.
Good job.
Which is a blog definitely worth looking at.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Beautiful. Lovely. Edith and Evelyn Vintage. And but I can tell you the material that I used, which was so inexpensive, is comes in packs, and it's from Lowe's, and I can try to find it, and I'll put it in the show notes. I think you get about 14 square feet out of one pack, and the packets were like $11.99.
What?
Yes.
What is it?
It's wood planks.
Oh, wood.
What is it meant to be used for? Flooring?
I don't know. It's not flooring. I don't know what they were having them for, but we did the kitchen ceiling, the master bedroom ceiling, the hallway ceiling, the little water closet in my bathroom ceiling, all of this. And it was fantastic. And I think my whole ceiling for the materials cost me like $120 for the master bedroom.
Wow.
Well, I think a great wood look for a neutral room is the charoust wood too, because that's got so much texture in it. And
now talk to us about charoust wood.
Well, that would be a dark, it doesn't have to be a darker wood, but it's mm-hmm. got kind of the liming mm-hmm. wax in the mm-hmm. grain.
Nice.
And so it's kind of something, a wood that's got a white, highlights to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a white stain. And that, it's not 100% kind of wiped charoust, off. But yeah, it's kind of has that wiped mm-hmm. off mm-hmm. look to it.
Mm-hmm. But it's a gorgeous, gorgeous look.
And I think you can get that. Amy Howard carries that liming wax, right?
Yes, but you beautiful can maybe even do wax. A white mm-hmm. stain. It might even mm-hmm. work. But the white wax, you can. But you have to push it into the grain. And it only works if the wood is not finished. It has to not have any kind of a polyurethane or any kind of protective coat on it.
Gotcha. Okay, good to know.
Sounds gorgeous.
But yeah, so there's so many ways to add interesting texture, whether it's in your accessories, in your flooring, mm-hmm. in the wood pieces that you have in the room. And in addition, of course, our favorite pillows. You could do nubby pillows. You could do sweater pillows. Yvonne has a great tutorial on sweater pillows. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of making...
from Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The Irish sweaters. I have a few of those have got holes in them over the years. And it's just, mm-hmm. they're just too beautiful to just
the
toss.
Fishing sweaters. Yeah,
the fishing mm-hmm. sweaters. So I'm planning on doing that. But I've been planning it for a while. I got to get to that.
Lovely. Here's another thing I think... you really have to consider when you're thinking about a neutral room is having some kind of organic in it. Mm-hmm. Like I've been adding some, I have a fiddle leaf fig plant, and I put it in a big basket, and that little bit of organic real green.
Yeah.
Just even though it's a very neutral room, just warms it up.
Yes, it really does.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think you have to be thinking even like I'm thinking willow balls and moss balls. You know, we all three of us have a tutorial for moss balls. But something that is alive or at least was alive really makes it warm.
Yeah, and the green adds just a freshness. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think also, girls, and I just want your take on this too, I think it's much harder to decorate a neutral room, right?
Yes.
And you have to be much more purposeful. Mm-hmm. Like you have to consider almost everything you put in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everything has more weight
right.
when you're doing a neutral room. Everything becomes important.
I think you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And that's a good segue to our sponsor for today's show is a Farmhouse Refined, which is farmhouse-refined.com. And you can receive a discount off your first purchase there. And she does this really fun thing at Farmhouse Refined. She has a customer of the month, and she features them on her website. And I'm looking at one right now, and it's this unbelievably pretty house. But if someone buys something from Farmhouse Refined, she has you send in pictures to her, and then she features you on her site. That is fun.
Yeah. And it's really fun to see how people use items in their house.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We should do something where the three of us get something and put it in all three of our houses. Wouldn't it be fun to see how we decorate differently?
Oh, I think that would be a blast.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Well, shall we put that in the show notes?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll put Farmhouse Refined, and you'll have the link, and I'll also remind you of the discount mm-hmm. code, which is welcome.
Oh, that
we'll put that in the
wonderful.
Show notes for you, so you can click on through.
Thanks, Kelly.
Sure. Thanks, Susan.
Now, I think neutral is really hot right now. It's on trend, but I think it's also a classic. What do you think, girls?
Of course. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I've seen the neutral rooms have been in magazines for decades. Mm-hmm. And I remember falling in love with a neutral room. We were staying in a B&B back in the early 90s, and it was just a gorgeous room. It was all whites, and it was really beautiful out in the country. And that was a long time ago. So I think it's always going to be in style.
Mm-hmm. What about if people are concerned about living with neutrals because they have little kids or they have teenagers or they have pets? We have all those things. Mm-hmm. And
well, keep your daughter's makeup away from your curtains is all I can
know.
Say.
Yeah, well. Yeah, that's
no longer a problem in your house,
though. Well, I think you can go with some darker, you know, rather than maybe a white sofa, you can always go with an oatmeal or kind of a little bit darker, a darker oatmeal sofa if you're worried about that. Slip covers are great.
Yeah,
I would say slip cover. And I love my slip covers. And, you know, our house is sort of like a hotel at times. We have a lot of people that stay here. And we have tons of dogs when they come. We're a dog friendly house, so it's like we have a horde of dogs running through our house.
Emmett can come with us.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
But you know, let's say you have
slip covers are amazing.
But if you have a chair and then maybe the dog or the kids spilled something on it, you know, a lot of times you can just change out the fabric, just change out the cover on that sofa, on the sofa cushion or the chair cushion. Mm-hmm. And if you did neutrals and it's just a little bit different color but in the same neutral family, I think it looks fine. So, you know, that's another plus.
Well, you know what I decided to do, because Emmett loves to sit on the top of the couch and look out the window.
That's his little perch.
It's his little perch, and he sees the whole world and guards us. So I bought a vintage sofa from the thrift store that I love to go to, and I had it redone in a black linen. And I love it.
Great idea.
But it's like a charcoal-y linen.
It's like a charcoal-y, slaty. You know, you definitely know it's black.
That is swoon-worthy right there.
It's a charcoal-y one. Oh, it's so pretty.
I don't know that I've seen this.
I don't think I've seen it either.
No, because I haven't revealed that.
Well, can you take a picture with your iPhone and just send it to us?
Yes.
Yeah,
I just can't decide what to do with that big,
giant piece of furniture. We won't share it, will we? Will we, Yvonne?
No, we will. Of course not.
Of course not. And then we added in, you know, some white pillows, creamy white pillows and burlappy pillows. And
And this is going in your living room?
That's in the living room. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Emmett's a lucky one.
Emmett is really lucky. It is.
You know, and he's on that?
He's on that.
Oh, wow. You're such a...
He's all
you
on that.
You love your Emmett.
Emmett and I are probably the only people that really sit in the living room.
That brings up another tip of mine. Whether you're going neutral or not, is to make sure your rugs and your fabric match your dog's hair color.
Oh, yes.
Because I have a collie. I'm just telling you, I've just learned this from experience.
Wow. So Molly sheds?
Mm-hmm. She's a collie. Are you kidding? It's like
Emmett doesn't shed.
I mean, she coughs and it just shakes off of her. I don't know.
I don't know how you live with that. It makes me crazy.
Well, you clean a lot.
You vacuum every day. Mm-hmm.
Or my somebody does. Yeah. Son and his wife have a Borador named Bo the Wonder Dog. You've seen him on my blog. This dog I just adore. He's just wonderful. But they come to spend the night, and of course, Bo thinks, even in our bed, he just crawls right in, this big old dog.
Oh, my.
And I mean, he's really like a 4-year-old child. You know, he's just so smart. But, you know, he's black. And I get up in the morning and there is black hair all over my white sheets.
Well, you wanted a little black in every room.
Yeah. But it is so worth it because we just love him so much. You know what I'm saying?
I have so chilled since Emmett has joined our family. I used to, when he first came to ours, I said, it was my idea, but I just said, he is never coming upstairs. Well, I think about 4.5 days later, he was at the foot of the bed. And then all of a sudden he was in between Peter and I. And he is the king of the king, for sure.
But neutral decor is very child and pet friendly.
And a neutral dog.
Yes. It's very friendly if you have slip covers, and those slip covers wash and wear well.
And frankly, it's nice to be able to wash those kinds of fabrics. You know, so that's good.
Since I've had my white slip covers, I cannot believe what would have been on my sofa that I did not clean.
Right. Well, I had that red DNA couch, you know, just gotta go.
And listen, if you want to hear the funniest podcast or episode I think we've ever done, you've got to go to the sofa episode and hear Anita's story. Anita Jean.
Oh, no.
Oh,
my mom actually listened to it.
Oh, did she?
Is she mad?
No. Well, I asked her before I shared it if it was okay.
Oh,
but she said,
my gosh.
She said I made her sound a little bit like a hick, but anyway.
Well, I still listen to that and just, I mean, I laugh out loud. But anyway, yes.
Well, our time is winding down. So is there one last tip you want to give about going neutral?
Enjoy it. Some people are so afraid to enjoy what they have when it's neutral. Don't be like that. Enjoy what you have.
Yeah. Live with it
and embrace
it. If you don't have a neutral room right now and you want one, there are some really simple things that you can do. And we've talked about that in like the freshening up your home one. But maybe we'll even do a podcast about how do you achieve a neutral room when you don't have one.
Such a good idea, Kelly. Many readers ask me that question.
Really easy things to do. I'm actually working with someone right now, helping them do that. And she was like, really? For $120? You know, we're going to do all this? And it's going neutral is pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. And staying neutral is even easier because it is timeless.
Yeah. Just be Switzerland. Be neutral.
Doesn't Switzerland have a lot of white in it? Like a white snowy mountains? There you go.
Boy. Oh, my goodness. Well, I've had so much fun today, and I'm so sorry our time is up.
But we'll be back.
Yes. That's right. So remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy, and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.